I'm an educator. I'm a space and science technology educator, and I'm really pleased to hear all the talk about especially encouraging children on the primary level. I'd like to hear a comment from anyone on the panel to countries that don't have a strong presence in space, that don't necessarily have a strong space program of their own. What would you say to those countries in relation to actually funding teachers to go to countries in Europe and in America to find out more about what is going on and what opportunities there are for their children back in their home countries? Could someone make a comment about that, please?
Perhaps I'll make a comment that from certain perspectives I would put Australia in the category that you're describing. In a sense, we have a real need in this country to develop our teachers. By the way, many of you may know that this weekend in Woomera there will be three young school children and their parents and teachers who have won some competition that the Institution of Engineers Space Engineering Committee ran to design payloads, and these will be flown on small rockets. They're not going to go into orbit, they're actually going to go up 2 kilometres and come back down again. And this is an initiative which we realise we do have to take in this country. And we're at the moment exploring a number of options, including there's a Space Week program, which many of you would know about. That's a very important international program. It's also perhaps worth mentioning that I was very pleased to hear that if this Congress makes a profit, a significant proportion of that profit is going to go back into, because this Congress is co-sponsored by the Institution of Engineers, that committee intends to put this money back into future promotion of the space field through its schools program, and this will be part of the award system. So if you feel as though this Congress has been expensive in any way, maybe that'll make you feel a little bit better that the money is actually going back into our future generations.
Yes, this is an important question, and coming back to Australia, under the auspices of the French Embassy and the action of the Consul General in Melbourne, a French Consul General in Melbourne, CNES has taken a modest, very modest initiative, but at least one initiative, to circulate exhibitions in schools and towns in Australia. But I think it's not sufficient, and we have to think to other way to make some sort of cooperation in that field.
I think your question, however, was about how can we bring educators from third world countries to first world and educate them so they can go back and accomplish what we're trying to do. And it occurs that maybe part of the answer is that the first world countries should do more in terms of scholarships, if you want to call it that, a fellowship, so that these countries don't have to have the resources to send the people, but only the will. And we should be doing more in terms of inviting them to come. And in fact, you may be aware, we have a UN delegate on science and technology who is at JPL, and he from Uganda, I believe, originally, and his point to his people is everything is in education. The success in the future is by, he tells his native people that the success is educate, get educated, educate your children. Don't worry about making guns and things like that and fighting, but get educated. That's the answer.
I certainly agree with that, and I think that one of the things I wanted to point out, you know, you mentioned Europe and the United States, and I think one of the things that we've seen over the last 10 years is that, you know, those aren't the only places, too. I think there could be a lot to learn from going to India, which has done a tremendous job in the developing world. There's a lot to learn in China and Japan, which have strong space programs as well. And in addition, I think the first world should help, but I think it's also important to work to convince governments, even in the very poorest regions, that this is an excellent way to spend scarce resources. Even if it's sending just one teacher to the IAF, or you know, one teacher to JPL for a week, or to Bangalore, that there are a few things that they could spend money on where they would get a better return.